What's up, guys? Robert Houghton here. Unfortunately, we did not record a live show Tuesday night. Dr. Purvis was out of town, and I was taking some time off with the family for 4th of July. Actually got a day off from work, which is awesome, so I'm utilizing the time to be with the family and also record this little clip for you. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, trust me, it's an awesome show. You'll love it. Go back and listen to some past episodes. This episode may not make much sense to you, and not knowing us and having context. But anyway, so to give a background on this little clip I'm about to show you, typically before the show, I go ahead and hit record probably 20 minutes beforehand on the podcast audio. So I just let it record, and a lot of the time I record the pre-show warm-up. And this particular day, Danny showed up. I don't know if he was just in a good mood. I think he had a couple extra Frosties or cupcakes or whatever he does pre-show. But I was discussing with him a potential new sponsor that's a beard oil company. And he decided to just have fun with that. And that's what you're about to hear. So there's some little long pauses and stuff as we're getting ready. You hear people in the background. But either way, you can see how much fun we have before the show and how excited we are to be on the show. We'll be back next Tuesday with a live show. A pre-recorded live show to post on the podcast for you podcast listeners. And also consider subscribing to the 5 Minutes of Truth podcast with Dr. Danny Purvis. Just search 5 Minutes of Truth and you will find that there. If you have any questions, hit me up at connect@growthproject.org and visit the website as well. Catch us on social media and all that good stuff. Anyway, here we go.
But you said you got a haircut.
Like that?
It doesn't look any different than it did last time.
That's a sign of a good haircut.
Is that what it is? Same. If I'm paying for something, I better see a difference.
Is it normal to delay? Put it on the other camera, the main one. Check 1, 2. Yeah, there's a natural delay there. All right, let me make sure this thing is right. What about the center one? That's one of our faces.
Welcome back to another episode of Growth Project Radio.
Well, they'll think it's opposite day. And what I'll do, sit here. Yeah, ask me questions. Stuff about some video.
This entire hour will be spent on beard oil. How it's made, what it's used for, and why we care.
Yes.
Our special guest tonight is beard oil expert Robert Houghton, whose beard is literally dripping with oil as we speak.
Haters. I'm just jealous my beard is beautiful. You know.
Beard oil, is it immoral? Is it a sin? Or is it just a personal choice? I lean towards sin. And I have multiple passages in the Old and New Testament that seem to support my idea.
I'm telling
you. Did Samuel use beard oil? No. Did Jesus use beard oil? No. Did Samson use beard oil? Probably, which is why he died.
Hey, you know what? Haters gonna hate. Pick up your beard oil. Y'all got the beard oil. Just judge. Let's do a judge, in the comments. Whose beard is better than whose here? Huh? Look at this thing. Hold on. Put it on my camera, Gage. See this thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's gorge. See that?
Yeah.
That perfect edge.
It has to do with the oil. Like that? Yeah. It's
gorgeous. Get yours today.
It's beard oil from a false god.
Did Baal use beard oil?
Yes. We're going to finish up 2, the last part of 2, and then we're going to go into 3.
The chapter where he covers himself.
And then we go to...
Beard oil and ashes.
Beard oil, yes.
Well, I'm proud to have my beard.
The only mention of beard oil in the entire Bible is when Jezebel told Ahab to rub his oil and beard. His oil and beard. His beard and oil. That's what happens when you're dyslexic. His beard and oil.
Oh, geez.
And you see what happened there. They killed prophets, murdered children.
Speaking of prophets,
you and can get destroyed.
Your, got the beard oil. They're sponsored, Danny. You got to be nice.
Oh, yeah. I would never mess with a sponsor now.
Yeah. Is that right? Is that the right term? Sponsor?
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, that's what we'll call it.
All right. Sponsor. I'm getting three bottles. I'm going to give it to three of my bearded friends, and we're going to do a... We're gonna
beard oil, as that is known in the New Testament, Satan's oil.
We're going to have a party and apply it to each other's beards.
Now, see, I don't even... That's something... I don't want any part of that. Not just so you keep all that kind of stuff to yourself.
Oh, Gage, you disconnected us for a second there.
What, oh, though we're back.
Yeah, when you slammed it down, you hit the cable. You got to be careful because I think it'll reset sometimes. Why is there an alert on it again?
What's the alert for? Beard oil. Does it help? Does it hurt? Is it sin? And since the secret ingredient in beard oil is actually sin, I think it's something we can do without. What about the multiple studies that have shown that chronic users of beard oil end up with beard oil blues? Are we just to ignore that? Are we to ignore the families that have been destroyed by beard oil? The children who have been maimed by beard oil? Yeah, you better not let me do the beard oil commercial. Beard oil. My beard is as God intended it to be. No artificial oil. Simply good old fresh air and water.
It smells like the woods.
The way beards are supposed to smell. What's next? Brain oil? Are we going to start that? I say no to brain oil. It is the logical next step after beard oil. Five minutes.
If it doesn't go live right away, reconnect what? Yeah, y'all. All right. I'm back. I'm back in my bag.
I got those itching, balding beard oil blues.
You know, if you had one like mine, it does get itchy. It gets dandruffy, too. TMI. Yeah. Hey, there we go. That's a better. I'll sit back some there. Okay, we're good.
It just shows that we're in the same room.
I'm at the remote studio.
Yeah, the remote studio.
Keynote here.
In the country of Colombia.
If it wasn't for the wide angle, people wouldn't know you guys are in the same room.
Are we? Or is it movie magic?
No, it's just the same room.
All right, let me test this. Growth Project Radio. All right. All right, G, make sure you let me know when
what
you
do we got
live.
Time?
We got 4 minutes.
All right, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for yet another opportunity to talk about your word, Lord, and we pray that we would never examine this or study this just for the sake of knowing it, but to know you and to know you better. So I pray that you would open our hearts and our minds, that we would be right about the things that we're saying, that we'd be right according to your word and according to your truth. You would keep any error from coming out of our mouths, and that everything we would say, think, and do would bring honor and glory to you. We thank you for the opportunity you give us to do this, and we give you all the praise. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Jesus had a beard.
How do you know that?
assumably cultural. And it's Jewish law not to shave.
But you don't know that, though.
Well.
And you weren't there.
That's true.
I guarantee you one thing. He didn't use beard oil.
That's right. He called it Judas oil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what Judas was in charge of.
Mm-hmm. That's the oil.
The beard oil.
That's the oil the girl put on his feet.
Exactly. That's why he got so mad. Dang it, that was beard oil. Why in the world is she using up all the beard oil?
I'm a historical figure. Oh, gee whiz. If we make it through the intro, it'll be great. What is that? Hey, whoa.
Oh, boy, man.
Good night.
No. She's got it. She's got to take care of it. Thank you, ma'am.
That's how accidents happen. That's true. They all kind of fell out, just so you know. They escaped. You know what I meant. Gage, you may need to tweak that camera a little bit so Danny's in the frame with me. There's a lot of room on my side. What? Oh. Beautiful custom tile from Puerto Rico. There you go. Woo!
Slathered in beard oil.
Uh oh, I gotta sneeze. How come I didn't get water? What happened? What's that? I think so. Oh, yeah, but there's way less. There's barely a shadow. This is perfect. All right. Again, if it doesn't go live, when you press record, that means you got to create an event. Just hand it to me. We'll be a minute late. It won't be a big deal.
You ready?
Whoa.
Got to turn it around so the emblem is
faster. Yep. What was that noise? Is that one of your joints?
Probably.
Squirt. All right. I'm going to. Yeah. I'm not going to worry about the arrow this time. We're just going
to. To oil your beard or not oil your beard tonight on Growth Project Radio. Here we have beard oil expert Robert Houghton.
Yes. Take a look. Seeing is believing.
Also known as Slick to his friends.
The man. Man, how many Frosties did you give this guy? Oh, all right. It's 8 o'clock.
Growth Project Radio.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that little snippet. We have fun. We really, really do enjoy doing what we do. And we cannot do it without your help and you supporting the show with prayer, with encouragement, and financially. Of course, everything costs money these days, and all this equipment and the subscriptions and everything to put the podcast and keep the website up, all that costs money. So if you want to, you know, give some money to us, if you want to help support the show, you can hit growthproject.org and click the button that says donate. Until next week, keep on growing.